Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, Washington, joined by Scott Zolak. Zo, the Patriots are now 3-3. They've lost three games by a combined 4 points. That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter if
they've
losing by 40.
Three games, and this one was not one they should have lost. What do you think about
this
that?
This is a demoralizing one. This is worse than Arizona. Arizona, I don't think they deserve to win that football game. I think they were lucky to be in it at the end. This is one where they let a team that shouldn't be on the same field with them. A lot going into this game about this defense being active up front. I thought they neutralized this front seven. I thought Brady was surgical at times. But the second you get those opportunities where we've seen him throughout his career in this offense be able to put teams away and make them pay for mistakes, the defense did a fantastic job forcing some turnovers to keep the thing alive. But the more and more you allow this type of team, you know, to hang around, come on, Russell Wilson was the lowest rated starting quarterback coming in. It looks like he's a first team NFC Pro Bowler, which is a joke. Two-man routes, chuck and duck type stuff, those silly PI penalties down the field, and then you get turned around and you give up the big touchdown at the end. Unacceptable mistakes at time at critical junctures.
How in the second half were the Patriots and Brady not able to generate really anything at all? I mean, two interceptions that obviously he wants to have back, including one in the red zone. Why wasn't Brady able to generate anything at all in that second half?
You know,
they were stalled at 20 points for such a long time.
And I know Hernandez was back, but you really got to wonder, you know, Gronkowski looked a little stiff, and you wonder if it's a hip, if it's a back thing. He's not being able to separate and get open like he did last year. But when he does, it seems like those balls are being forced. Walker was phenomenal. That doesn't seem like throughout the last four games anybody in the National Football League could cover him. And Pete Carroll's pretty good defensive mind. They tried everything that Seattle did today against this offense, and didn't seem anything was working, but it just didn't result in touchdowns. So you're sitting there and you're watching a score, 10-10, 10-7, then it goes 17-10, 20-7. And, of course, I thought the backbreaker was the intentional grounding at the end of the first half. That's an easy 3 points.
All right, we're standing here in the rain, so we're not going to go on forever. But can you believe that next week against the Jets is 2-3-3 teams battling for first place?
Here's your phrase for the week, perception versus reality. You tell me if that's for first place. All those teams in the AFC East, 3-3.
Yeah.
You tell me this team's not better in Miami? We saw Buffalo already. I think we've seen the New York Jets through six games. You tell me what the perception is and what the reality is. This team will be fine. You got 10 weeks to figure it out.
All right, listen to Zoe all week on the radio, and we'll be back in Foxborough for Jets week. It's going to be a big one, the Pats at 3-3. Thank you very much, Zoe. That's going to wrap it up from Seattle. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.